Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. And now for our final chapter with our hero, we will tackle Ithaca. It's a really fun way of telling a story, actually, just to question and answer over and over. It doesn't seem like something that could draw as much meaning as something more traditional, but there are some really powerful moments in here. So I'm going to pull out two related ones in one go here. The Heaven Tree of Stars hung with humid night blue fruit. Page 573, line 1039. A star precipitated with great apparent velocity across the firmament from Vega and Lyre above the zenith beyond the star group of the Tress of Berenice towards to zodiacal sign of Leo. Page 577, line 1211. Stars. Always a cool concept. I love them. So does everyone else. But wow, that description in the first quote, Heaven Tree, awesome. This is just pure beautiful writing. It's so hard to replicate. And this is the kind of stuff you get with Joyce. This is the whole emphasis behind this podcast. It's like a throwaway line. And it's amazing. The second one is an answer to the question of the star they observed when they were pissing outside, looking up as men do to avoid making eye-to-penis contact, a time-honored tradition in and of itself. This is the kind of thing that I described to my roommate without actually giving the real writing just to hear his reaction. It's comedic. It's lighthearted. But it's also good description and fantastic writing. Now, the stars is a nautical sign. Of course, they're a navigational tool which old sailors would use to guide their way, usually a sign of some sort of destiny, reaching for the stars, observing their own skyscape and following them through the sea. The sea and the night sky have always been equivocally linked. So our hero Bloom looks to the stars, as does Stephen, in a subtle stab at that by Joyce, but in a throwaway fashion yet again, as they are, of course, pissing. But here we have the final chapter of Bloom. We have him looking up at the stars and later pondering how he once wished for a life of adventure, even suggesting perhaps traveling the seas by the stars themselves. Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.